Have you ever had an employer that made him or herself available to you at any time of the day? Have you ever had an employer that you felt had your best interest in mind? Or maybe who was able, you were able to talk to about anything. It didn't have to be work. It could be anything. You know, maybe you were struggling in your personal life, and you felt that maybe that employer had your back and really wanted what was best for you. I've had some good employers, but I don't think I could say that I've had an employer that fit all of that criteria. Maybe you have. I'm going to take it to the extreme, though. Do you feel like you could talk to the President of the United States anytime you want? Maybe you got him on speed dial. Do you feel like maybe the President has your best interests individually at heart? Do you think you could just contact him on a whim? I know I can't. And I would argue that nobody in this room, unless there's something I don't know about somebody, probably nobody else has that as well. You know, in Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar learned the hard way that there is someone who's even more powerful than the most powerful person on earth. Because Nebuchadnezzar was pretty powerful in his day. And he learned the hard way. You remember the account where he was forced and humbled to be as a beast in the field? Well, he did. God is our almighty creator. Creator of all things, Colossians 1:16. He knows everything, including our thoughts, 1 Chronicles 28:9. He knows the future, Isaiah 46:9 and 10. And add to all this that he loves us. And that love is everlasting, Psalm 136:26. You know, I find it, I don't even know what the word is. The fact that God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he's all love. I mean, I can't even imagine if there was a being that was all-powerful, all-knowing, but not all love. That's scary. But the fact that God is all love, that is such a blessing if we truly wrap our minds around that and acknowledge that. There's no comparison on earth. None at all. That same God wants a relationship with us, and he's made available to us a way to communicate with him through prayer. We've already talked about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, a passage that we're very familiar with. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Now, that is hyperbolic language. I had to look that up too. But what that is, it's an exaggeration. It's impossible for us to pray without ceasing. That means we can't sleep or eat or do anything that requires concentration or focus. But the idea is, what is our intent? Where is our mind at? Where is our focus at? Are we praying enough? Are we relying on God enough? Are we casting our cares on him enough? Are we trying to do it the American way? All right, that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the American way is by ourselves, right? Individually, pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. But that's not biblical. Now, if you have put on Christ in baptism, but you would like to strengthen your relationship with God, we're here to help and encourage you. That's why I brought up Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24, the fact that we're here for each other. If, on the other hand, you have not obeyed the gospel, you have to face the sad reality that you're lost in your sins. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2 tells us that our sins have separated us from God so that he will not hear us. And I'm going to tell you, when I was at Hensel Church Camp, man, I don't even remember how old I was. I was probably in 8th or 9th grade, and I had yet to obey the gospel. And I remember hearing this in a Bible class, and I went up to the Bible class teacher afterward. You know, I got him alone, and I said, wait, so you're telling me that if you haven't obeyed the gospel, you haven't put on Christ in baptism, you haven't followed God's plan of salvation, he's not going to hear me? He says, I'm not telling you that. The Bible tells you that. And that was eye-opening to me. And I said, all right, I got to fix this. If you find yourself in that state, I encourage you to humble yourself in obedience to God's will. Follow his method of salvation that he outlines in Scripture. by hearing and believing the word of God that spurs you to repent of your sins, put that old way of life to death, that old man of sin to death, verbally confess Christ, and be immersed in water for the forgiveness of sins. If anyone has any need, please come forward as we stand and sing.